Sunday Satsang, March, no, not, let's try again. May 31st, Radhakund, 2020. I have a question. Whenever I mentally pray to my guru for any work, at that time I'm troubling my guru by giving him this work. Does my guru come to know about my heart's desire or anxiety, or is it all done by the supreme power of Krishna on behalf of guru? So Uddhava Mahashaya, he prays in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 29, it's a Bhakti Yoga chapter. And there he prays, and he describes the identity of guru. The person is saying, does guru know about my heart's desire, anxiety? Or is it all done by the power of God, what is it? This is all done by the supreme power on behalf of God. So this is the verse, 11th canto, chapter 29, verse 6. Naivo payant yapachitam kavyas tavesha brahma yushapi kritam rida muda smaranta yom tarbahish tinubritam ashubam vidun van acharya chaita vapusha sarkatyam yanakti. Uddhava is glorifying Krishna. He's saying, O Krishna, you appear in two features. You appear in two features out of your kindness to the jivas. You appear externally in the form of the acharya, diksha, shiksha guru, and internally as a super soul to deliver embodied living entities by directing him how to come to you. So this is antar bahi tanubritam. So you take two forms, internal and external. Ashubham vidunvan. Ashubham, all the ashub, misfortune. Vidunvan means you dissipate, you destroy all misfortune and negativity. Acharya chaita vapu svagatim vyanakti. So as the external guru, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, and the internal Guru, Paramatma, which is also called, Paramatma is also called Chaitya Guru, Antaryami. They show the Swagatim, they show the path to Krishna, Vyaktim, they show the reveal the path. Purport says here, BBT, Krishna appears within the heart as super soul, and externally Krishna appears as spiritual master and as literary incarnation, the Vedic knowledge of Gita and Bhagavatam. So now there's three forms of Krishna. One is Shastra, Bhagavatam, Grantaraj, Mahapuran, and the Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, and Diksha Shiksha Guru Acharya, and Antaryami. As three different forms Krishna appears. Vishnu Chakravarti's commentary, we have that here also. Take a look at that. It says, Krishna will appear externally as Guru and internally as Paramatma to reveal the goal of prema to the devotees. And Vishnu's comment, he says, Uddhava, he says, Uddhava is saying, Krishna, you are, O Achyuta, you appear externally as the mantra guru and shiksha guru, by whom one receives your mantra and instruction in bhakti, and internal as Paramatma, Adami Buddhi Yogam Tam Inamamu Bhyanti Te. Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, verse 10. Krishna says, I give the intelligence by which devotees can come to me, inspiring them with intelligence to attain you, and making them worship you. You reveal to them the goal of becoming your associate with Krishna Prem. So the person is asking a question, I'm praying to Guru. So you're praying to Guru, that's nice. When you're in trouble, you pray to Guru, that's nice. It's no trouble to Guru. Guru is represents Krishna's karuna, compassion, kripa, shakti, murti. But then she asks a specific question, how are things done for the disciple? Does my Guru come to know about my heart's desire, anxiety, or is it all done by supreme power? The Guru, if Krishna reveals to the Guru will know. Otherwise, the Guru, that's why you have both working for you. You have the Guru, when a disciple has a Guru working for him, two Gurus. One Guru is all pervading. He's everywhere. He's with you. He's Antaryami. He's inside of you. And he has all power. He's all powerful. He's omnipotent, omniscient, omniscient, omnipotent. He knows everything. He has all unlimited power. But the Guru is just an amsha of Krishna. He's just a vivinamsha. He's a jivatma. He's not all-pervading like the super soul. Super soul is also Guru. The Guru has his limitations. He may not directly know about the anxiety or the heart's desire of a disciple. Because if Krishna reveals it to him or the disciple reveals it to himself, he'll know. But it's not that he can, it's not like he's some kind of Google satellite, global satellite. You can just tune in to everybody's heart and get a map of every disciple's heart and mind, and if he has 100 disciples, he has 100 screens, he has 100 windows open in his mental computer, and you know, let me see Krishnadasi's window. He opens the window, Krishnadasi, oh, she's in anxiety, let me send her an SMS. It's not like that. Gurus are limited. They have unlimited power. They have all mystic cities. If Krishna wants them to use them, then they'll have those powers at hand. Sarvadeva Maya Guru. Acharya Vami Janayan, Sarvadeva Maya Guru. But the answer to the question, does my Guru know about my heart's desire and anxiety? I would say, from what I understand, in rare instance, he may be, if the disciple is tanmoy with the Guru may be tanmoy, bhavtadatmika with the disciple. But it'd be to say that the Guru is know the heart's desire of every disciple would be, I don't think it's possible. So she says it's done by supreme power on behalf of Sri Guru. Because the Guru and Super Soul, it's not done by supreme power, it's done by the Supreme Person. By the powers of the Supreme Person, everything is accomplished. Yoga Shemam Vahamyam. Krishna gives the devotee what he needs and preserves what he has. What he has is helpful for bhakti. Krishna keeps it and nourishes it, protects it, and provides whatever else he needs to do his seva and the progress in bhakti. So that arrangement is done by a person. It's done personally by the Guru, or it's done personally by Paramatma, who is actually Krishna in the heart. Because Uddhava is standing right next to Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Vrijendranandan Sri Krishna, and he's speaking in his 29th chapter, 11th canto, verse 6. He's saying, you are the Chaitanya Guru. He's not saying the Paramatma is the Chaitanya Guru. He's saying, Krishna, you're the Chaitanya Guru. So for devotees, Krishna is the Chaitanya Guru. And that's why Vishnath cited that verse which Krishna spoke. The Paramatma didn't speak this verse. Vishnu didn't speak this verse. Ram didn't speak this verse. Krishna spoke Gita, 10th chapter, 10th verse. For one who worships me, Tesham Sadhyuktanam Bhajajam Priti Purvagam. One who worships me in love, I give intelligence. From in the heart, Krishna's in her heart. He's giving intelligence how to perform bhakti, how to solve our problems, how to overcome our anxieties, how to fulfill our heart's desires. It's all known by Krishna. And when Guru is supposed to know about it, disciple tells him directly or Krishna reveals it to him. So one who surrenders to Guru, he's in good hands because he's 24 hours a day he's with Krishna, Adi Guru, Jagadguru, Adi Guru. Krishna is residing in the heart of that disciple, guiding he or she to the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And the external guru is there for meeting and consulting and asking questions, removing doubts and progressing in bhakti. So when you're with Acharya Chaitya Vapusha, when you're with God in the form of the guru, and with God in the form of Paramatma, Krishna heart, you have all intelligence, all energy, all love, all protection, everything required to attain spiritual perfection of human life. It's in your hand. Go for it, as they say. Don't waste another life in this material world. Perfect your life now. Fully surrender to Krishna and Guru and attain prema. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.